Life after death. You may be a smart guy, but I mean, how smart do you have to be to know what happens after? How do you do the research for that? I mean, I'm familiar with the light at the end of the tunnel stuff, but you go into actually what happens to the information in the brain, right?
The information gets localized in the brain, but it's not in the brain.
The information is not actually in the brain.
Right now, for example, you and I are speaking.
Yes.
And people are listening to us on the radio sets. And even as this information is localizing in their radio sets, it is at the same time propagating across space-time. And it will continue to become the matrix of the memory field of the universe.
So you're saying people might know what I'm saying without radio technology?
No. All I'm saying is information cannot be localized. It can, you know, for a moment it's there in the radio set.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're seeing it in the radio set.
Yeah.
But if they went inside the radio set, they wouldn't find you and me there. Secondly, that information would localize and then, you know, not be there anymore. But still, it's part of the matrix of the universal field of memory now. If somebody was on the moon, they could pick, and they had the right instrument, they could pick this up.
Well, I guess my question is,
if
the transmitter went off the air and we had this exact same conversation without the transmitter, what would be happening to that information?
It would still propagate.
That's what I thought you were saying. Where? So how would I pick that up?
You see, what scientists are now suggesting is, no, you may not pick that up, but it's there.
It's there.
It's there.
Where is it?
It's in photons. Photons are the carriers of information.
That's what they tell me about those electronic voting machines. Your vote's there, but it's in photons.
Yeah, but your thoughts now, for example, if I tell you to imagine a red rose, you can do that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now if I went inside your brain, would I see a picture of a red rose?
No.
What would I see then?
Synapses firing.
Yeah, so what are synapses firing? Photons.
Photons.
And you can pick them up with the sensitive EEG. And not only that, you can now pick them up through instruments called electromagnetic encephalographs because they're part of the electromagnetic field.
But they're very tiny. It's not like your head's a transmitter. They got to attach the electrodes right to it to get the information out. So how would it propagate without those electrodes?
No. The electrodes don't propagate. They just pick up information,
right,
depending on how sensitive your instrument is.
Right.
The instrument is there in the field, whether you pick it up or not.